She supposed she had gotten used to better from Eddie. Why don't you forget the boys for the time being and concentrate on what's right in front of you? What does it mean? One thing seemed obvious. Someone had expected her to come in here and find that note. Not Roland. Not Joe. Her. What a bad girl. It said, girl. But who could have known? Who could have been sure? It wasn't as if she made a habit of slapping her face or her chest or her knee when she laughed. She couldn't remember a single other instance when... But she could. Once. At a Dean Martin Jerry Lewis movie, Dopes at Sea or something like that. She'd been caught up in the same fashion then. Laughing simply because the laughter had reached some point of critical mass and become self-feeding. The whole audience, at the clock in Times Square for all she knew, doing the same, rocking and rolling, swinging and swaying, spraying popcorn from mouths that were no longer their own. Mouths that belonged, at least for a few minutes, to Martin and Lewis, those dopes at sea. But it had only happened that once. Comedy plus tragedy equals make-believe. But there's no tragedy here, is there? She didn't expect an answer to this, but she got one. It came in the cold voice of intuition. Not yet. There isn't. For no reason whatsoever, she found herself thinking of Lippy. Grinning, gruesome Lippy. Did the Falcon laugh in hell? Susanna was somehow sure they did. They grinned like Lippy the Wonder Nag when Satan began his, take my horse, please, routine. And then they laughed, helplessly, hopelessly. For all of eternity, may it please you not at all,